And my dad came to Douglas and tried to find a place for us to live. And it was very difficult at the time because they had an air base outside of Douglas. And with the war going on, there was not a whole lot of places to live. But so he had my mom come on the train with my sister and I they started in Dallas, and she brought my sister and I all the way to Douglas, where there was a train that came right into Douglas, Arizona. So he was there to meet her with the baby, the two little girls. And so the next thing they did was they had rooms at the Gadsden Hotel. And I guess they weren't really able to make that big accommodation for this woman and her husband and these two babies in those rooms. So I think they had several rooms. And my mom talked about it for years, as to they have a huge staircase there that was in the lobby. And my sister and I, as we were toddling around and learning to walk and all, our biggest thrill was to go up and down these stairs there in lobby of the Gadsden Hotel. Plus, then they had to bring us to the restaurant and eat and all. And so they finally, my dad found a house that he bought for us, and that's where we moved in. And it was at 1560 12th Street in Douglas. And I had a great time growing up there. It was a wonderful place. And my dad and mom, they were very interested in seeing that we learned about the area and had great experiences. The town was around 12 or 14,000. And Agua Prieta on the other side, which was in Mexico, it was about the same or a little bit bigger. But at the time, this was in the 40s and 50s, they only had maybe a strand of barbed wire that, you know, people could cross back and forth all the time. It wasn't like it is today. And the port of entry was just a little place that you went through when you went across to the other side. There was no main highway that went into Agua Prieta, and so there was no way to get from there down into, except on dirt roads, down into the wilds of Mexico. The first road, highway that connected Agua Prieta with the major part of Mexico wasn't until, I believe it was in the 50s, and it went through from Nogales, and that's how you would get to Agua Prieta. But before that, there was no main road going down. There were roads that went down into into Mexico, but not highway type roads or miles where you could get down.
So how has Douglas itself changed? You went through a period when there was a copper smelter, and then its demise followed that, and contemporary times, the economy's very different. Can you comment?
Yeah, it has really changed since I grew up there. The Phelps Dodge was the smelter that was there, and they also had their offices of Phelps Dodge there. So there were a lot of people that had been all over and traveled, and interesting people that lived there. And it was a good time to grow up there. The smelter was an inconvenience in the sense that the smelter smoke would come down and everybody say, oh, it's supposed to be good for you. But we knew differently. But anyway, after Phelps Dodge moved their headquarters to Phoenix, and that was in the 80s, I believe, or late 70s or early 80s. And then, I can't remember, but once they did that, and all the people that were associated with the upper division of the Phelps Dodge mine and smelting, they all moved to Phoenix also. And so it took a lot of people up from Douglas. And then they had a really serious strike, and it devastated Douglas for the ones that lived there and still worked in the smelter. They actually broke the union at that time. And they never did recover like they did. And so with
these were smelter workers who striked.
They went on strike, and Phelps Dodge just waited them out. Mm-hmm. And so they all lost their jobs, and it just was a really sad thing to watch the whole town shrink and go down. And lots of things, businesses moved out. And so it's now in the last 10 years, it's really become like a border town with the businesses, with people, you know, shopping back and forth from Mexico and all, but it's not like it was back in the 40s and 50s and 60s.